Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey, I'm Sam Pascoe, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the top player notes in the NFL. Raheem Mostert is expected to miss about 8 weeks and will go on the IR. Mostert exited Sunday's win over the Lions with a knee injury, which turns out to be a chipped cartilage. Rookie sixth-round draft pick Elijah Mitchell took over for Mostert against Detroit and rushed for 100 yards, so he'll likely lead San Francisco's backfield in Mostert's absence. Jermichael Hasty and rookie third-round pick Trey Sermon should also see additional opportunities while Mostert recovers. Broncos head coach Vic Fangio said Monday that Jerry Jeudy will miss some time after an MRI confirmed the wideout was dealing with a high ankle sprain. Fangio didn't rule out the possibility of placing Jeudy on the short-term injured reserve, though, which would entail a minimum absence of 3 weeks. Here are some observations from NFL Week 1 action. Check out the article from Chris Liss on rotowire.com/pod for the full notes. While we thought the Bengals' offense would be sluggish with their offensive line so bad, and Joe Burrow did take 5 sacks, he did manage 9.7 yards per attempt, and Joe Mixon had over 120 yards on the ground. Also with the Bengals, Tyler Boyd's role, just 4 targets, is no longer assured given the presence of 2 more dynamic options. Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts, with 264 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, and 62 rushing yards, can play. The Eagles offense, with its healthy offensive line and improved outside receivers and quarterback upgrade, should produce this season. Eagles running back Kenneth Gainwell is the backup to Miles Sanders, not Boston Scott. Steelers wide receiver Deontay Johnson with 10 targets, and despite leaving temporarily with an injury in the first half, is the Steelers' go-to guy. Kyle Pitts didn't do much, but he was the co-leader in targets with Calvin Ridley for the Falcons' offense. Neither did too much in general. But both should be fine unless 36-year-old Matt Ryan is done, as he only had 4.7 yards per attempt. Even with Najee Harris, the Steelers still couldn't run the ball to save their lives. Yes, maybe the Bills are really strong up front, though. On the bright side, though, Harris had 16 running back carries, so Mike Tomlin's tendencies haven't changed. Also available on rotowire.com/pod, Jerry Donabedian breaks down the backfield situation for each team. Here's some key takeaways from the running back position. Week 1 running back usage leaderboard included Najee Harris, Daryl Henderson, Christian McCaffrey, Zeke Elliott, Chris Carson, Joe Mixon, Devin Singletary, Mike Davis, Alvin Kamara, and CEH. In terms of carries, the top 3 leaders in terms of pure carries, each with over 23 carries, was Joe Mixon, Mark Ingram, and Damian Harris. In terms of targets, DeAndre Swift led all running backs with 11 targets, the only such running back to have double-digit targets. Also in the top 4 was Christian McCaffrey, Jamal Williams, and Nyheim Hines, all with over 8. One injury note for the running back position is Seahawks running back Rashad Penny had an aggravated calf injury and did not play any snaps after halftime. He was limited at practice last Wednesday and Thursday, but he didn't carry any injury designation after a full practice Friday. Running backs with fantasy value rising include the Niners' Elijah Mitchell, Daryl Henderson, Jermichael Hasty, DeAndre Swift, Leonard Fournette, Chris Carson, Devin Singletary, Kenneth Gainwell, and Cordell Patterson. Guys like DeAndre Swift, Leonard Fournette, and Chris Carson answered lingering preseason questions or played more snaps than expected, but it's really Elijah Mitchell who went from the bottom of the depth chart to the top in a matter of hours. Proceed with caution for Mark Ingram and Jamal Williams. Both guys had big week ones, but with underlying usage that suggests we've already seen the ceiling and the floor could be ugly. Granted, Williams has legit upside in the event of a DeAndre Swift injury, while Ingram is just a game script dependent bruiser who already got his best script of the year. The best bet for now is to move them up a little, not a lot, from where you had them in week 1. For running back waivers to potentially pick up for week two and some sleepers here, we got Elijah Mitchell, of course, James White, Mark Ingram, and Tony Jones of the Saints. Some drop-em picks include Zach Moss, Ronald Jones, and Philip Lindsay. For this week's running back breakdown, we're looking at the Eagles. Boston Scott was active for the game, but only played special teams in a total of 12 snaps. Gainwell apparently passed him on the depth chart this summer, and it doesn't look like he plans to give anything back. Gainwell played 13 of 13 snaps in the two-minute drill at the end of the first half. Apart from that one drive, Sanders played 46 of 57 snaps. Expect him to be closer to three-quarters of snaps than two-thirds moving forward, though Gainwell could make an argument for more playing time. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.